and then the spokes, and then the hub, and there's your wheel.
Uh-huh. And if your wagon squeaked, what did you have to do?
We had to grease it. They had to grease it. It got to squeaking in that hub. Of course, that hub was a big wooden concern that these spokes fit in, you see.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, it had a boxing was inside of it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
It had a boxing inside of it, and then there was a big on the axle of your wagon, and there was a big steel thing that went over the end of that axle, and of course then that made your two metal surfaces there. Of course, then you'd have to pull that wheel and put some wagon dope on it, wagon dope or wagon grease or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. What held the wheel on?
Oh, big nut, big nut. Yeah, that's right. And then two of them was right-handed, and two of them was left-handed.
Oh,
yeah.
They wouldn't come off with the rotation.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's right. Big, great, big nut, and the wrench for those big nuts was the implement, or the, I wouldn't say implement, the pin that held the double tree on the tongue.
Half of that was a wrench.
It went. It went right down to that. It went down through the double tree, and then had the wrench on the end of it.
Uh-huh.
A big like this, you know, and then a pin on the, and that wrench just fit them, and this pin was on the bottom of it. You see what I mean? Kind of a U shaped outfit like that, with this thing that went down through the double tree and down through the tongue. That's right.
Double duty.
You always had your wrench with you.
I wish they'd do more things like that with automobiles today.
Yeah.
Make sure these things do three or four things.
Furnish you something to fix it with if it goes wrong.
Yeah, make it so you could fix it.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you have a thing out in your yard for sawing planks, or let's say for sawing firewood? A frame that looked like two X's and you could put the log in it like this?
Well, yeah, now let me see. What did we call that? Well, that was a. Gosh, I can't think. Had a name. I've made them. I gotta throw an old log up there and just start sawing. Was it a sawbuck?
Well, that's one name for
it. It was a sawbuck. And then we had a buck saw, you know that, or just a little old one-man outfit, you know, a buck saw. And we had the big old long cross cut, either one man or two men.
I like to hear those things sing when they have good logs.
Well, I believe that thing you're talking about that sat out in the yard there to saw wood on, that was a saw buck. I believe that's what they called it.
Did you have one of those with an A-frame? Use two of them when you're going to saw a board.
An A-frame, no? Well, I can't recall ever using anything like that. I might have seen it, but I didn't know what the purpose of it was. What it was for.
Oh, when you were a boy, did you have a plank that you put over a log or a sawbuck or something, and maybe your brother would get on one end?
Yeah, teeter-totter?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Bet you. Yes, golly, you betcha. We've had lots of teeter-totters. And sometimes the old teeter-totter would break, too, and get it loaded too much. Yeah. Yes, we had teeter-totters.
Did you have a board on a stump